At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Joining us on the line now is award-winning and world-renowned wildlife photographer Susie Esterhaas. She's passionate about conservation and connecting children with nature. She loves leopards, but their elusive nature makes them hard to photograph. So when Susie was invited to photograph a leopard and her cubs at a nature reserve in Botswana, she packed her bags and boarded a plane to Southern Africa. Her book, A Leopard Diary, follows a leopard and her two cubs as they grow from tiny furballs to fierce predators. Welcome to the show, Susie.
Hey, Hannah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's lovely to speak to you. And what a wonderful job and wonderful life you must have, getting up so close to photograph this beautiful wildlife.
I have the best job in the world, in my opinion. I love it.
Yeah, I bet. So when did you get into it, wildlife photography particularly?
You know, I was one of those strange kids that was laser focused. And when I was six, I just announced that I was going to be a wildlife photographer. And it just happened that way. My entire life, that was the goal. And I started working professionally quite young, actually. I started selling my first pictures when I was about 20. And then I made it full time. When I was around like 25, I think, I was able to quit the day job. So I've done it for a long time.
Amazing. And you're really kind of championing more women to get involved with this profession, aren't you? I know you set up Girls Who Click, dedicated to young women to kind of... Why is it such a male-dominated profession, wildlife photography?
That's sort of the great mystery. And when I launched Girls Who Click, we really looked into that. And there's no sort of single reason smoking gun why this is the way it is. But there's a few different things. One, all the wildlife photography gear is really marketed towards men. That doesn't help. Two, it is a job that requires, if you do international work, it requires a lot of travel, and that can make being a mother difficult, which for some women, you know, can be a deal breaker. It's possible. We do have wildlife photographers that are women that are mothers, but they're very few and far between. So that's a challenge. It's also incredibly competitive, and the studies show that women tend to shy away from really competitive industries, a lot like the STEM careers with science, technology, engineering, and math. So there are a lot of parallels to that world, but there certainly are a lot of women interested. And so what we try to do is just empower young women and to let them know that this is a career they can choose and it's a path that they can take.
Yeah, definitely. And with all the places that you've been to, I know you've photographed wild animals on all seven continents. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What are some of your highlights? There must be loads.
There's, you know, Africa's always been, you know, really, really dear to my heart. It's in my blood. I spent 3 years living in a bush camp there. And then, you know, ever since, I've gone back multiple times a year doing various projects, the leopard den being one of them. That was certainly one of the great highlights of my career and something that I worked for years just planning and trying to find the right mother to work with. So she definitely stands out as one of the main highlights. And she took up, you know, a large part of 2 years of my life, over six different shoots following those babies as they were growing up. So she's definitely one of the highlights for sure.
Yeah. So tell us about leopards and what they're like.
So they're really elusive, and they, particularly when they have tiny cubs, you know, we're talking about cubs still in the den, blue-eyed, you know, very, very secretive with these cubs. So finding the right female is absolutely critical because, number one, she's not going to show you her cubs if she's not comfortable. She may even lead you away from her cubs. They're very smart. And number two, you don't want to stress a mother out that's nervous. So I don't work with nervous moms because then they're just going to potentially get stressed out, maybe move their cubs. So finding the right mom was absolutely critical. And I partnered with a reserve called the Jow Reserve on the Okavango Delta in Botswana. And they had a female that they called Camp Female. That was just sort of her nickname because she grew up around camp and she was still very, you know, she grew up around vehicles, very habituated to people, and she's just one of the most relaxed leopards on the planet. So she was a perfect candidate for this project. And the Jow Reserve team really believed in telling the story and what I wanted to do. So I was sort of on call for her to give birth over a long period. And then, you know, at the drop of the hat, when I found out that she'd given birth to these cubs, and she, then I just flew out at the drop of a hat, which is usually the way I operate since I specialize in baby animals. And I think I got there when the cubs were just around 5 weeks old or so. That was the first time they had been seen. And then I wound up going back over six different shoots over the 2 years while those cubs were growing up. So I got to know them pretty intimately, that family.
Oh, how wonderful. And how easy or difficult is it to develop a bond with these animals? I mean, I know you say that the leopard's very elusive. Do they? How long before you feel like the mother or even the cubs start to recognize you and are okay about you being close to them?
Yeah, you know, it with her, one of the reasons why I chose her is that she was automatically used to vehicles, but then she undoubtedly got very used to our vehicle. We used the same vehicle all the time. Me and a tracker that I worked with, Kem Bango, who was absolutely a magician at finding her. And so rather than a bond that you form, it's more like a trust. Like she really learns to trust that when you're around, you're never going to impact her in a negative way. And so she essentially learns to just ignore you, and you become, this is my goal with every project, is to become part of the landscape so that she pays you no more attention than she would a tree or a boulder. You're just part of her habitat. And that's really the way it became. Again, she was very relaxed to begin with, and then throughout the two-year period, she just got even more and more relaxed, particularly the cubs. I mean, we had issues with the cubs, you know, being so relaxed they would come and play under the vehicle, and just the amount of trust there was absolutely incredible. And that's, you know, a lot of that is about these animals being protected. So one of the things that makes Jow Reserve such a special place is that it's one of those private concessions in Botswana that has a really strong security to protect the animals. The animals aren't experiencing poaching. They're not experiencing human-wildlife conflict with livestock or anything like that because it's such a wild and remote place and also so protected. And so these animals don't have any negative associations with humans, and that's something that is really critical for this kind of project when you're working with, you know, newborn animals.
Presumably you still need to be really careful, though. You know, they're big cats and they could do serious damage if they wanted to, if
for
they
sure.
felt like they were threatened in any way. I mean, it must be difficult because they're so beautiful to look at. My instinct would be like, oh, I just want to stroke them and pick them up, which obviously presumably you can't do. Is that kind of difficult?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that would absolutely be a death sentence. And yeah, you do have to be careful. I mean, you have your vehicle, the vehicle's down in that part of the world. It's a safari vehicle that has no top whatsoever. So no windows and no top at all. And so she could easily pop in the vehicle if she wanted to, if she felt threatened, and leopards have done that before. So you do have to be incredibly careful and always maintain a safe distance. So it's one of the things that I use a long lens. I don't get up in animal spaces because I want to see their natural behavior in order to capture these images of their lives. I don't want them to be looking at me all the time where the viewer is very aware of the photographer being there. We want them interacting with each other and ignoring us. And one of the ways to do that is to give them a safe distance so that they feel comfortable. So again, always working with a long lens and also just being really respectful. And that's one of the things my tracker, Kambengo, he and I developed a fantastic working relationship that was really beautiful. And we very much worked as a team. There's no way I could have done it without him. And he knew her so well. He had known her since she was a cub. So he knew her habits and he knew also what might make her nervous and what wouldn't make her nervous. And he also could solve some mysteries. I mean, one day we showed up at the den and she was really very much not herself. She was very anxious. She was not wanting, you could tell she wasn't comfortable with our presence. And we just left her alone that day. We just said, you know, let's give her some space. And he said, she's gone through something. Something happened. And he followed her tracks from the night before because he wanted to sort of figure out what had happened. And we could see from her tracks she'd had a big fight with a neighboring female. And so she was on edge and in a bad mood, very much like a human would be, right? Yeah. They're just like humans. They have good days, bad days. They have good moods, bad moods. And so understanding them as individuals is also really important. And Kambengo was so critical in that, in helping us figure out mysteries.
It's incredible, isn't it, that these people like him can know these animals so well and over such a long period of time, but not really get that close to them. You know, it's really difficult, I think, for the layperson to understand, because we can only relate having that kind of long, not even relationship, but that kind of connection to an animal with a pet, you know, where we've obviously got close to and held and cuddled and stroked. And but the idea of knowing an animal so well, but never really getting that close to it is really interesting.
Yeah, never like physically getting close, but there is definitely something where, you know, some people find it difficult to understand that this happens. But even me, just having spent that larger part of 2 years with her, you get emotionally attached. So even though you're not physically close to them and never touching them or cuddling them or anything, you follow them sunrise to sunset. You root for them. You see them go through all these dramas and you get very emotionally attached. And Kambengo is undoubtedly very in love with this leopard. And he's very emotionally attached to her. And when, you know, she has cubs that don't make it, he's very saddened by it. And he deeply feels that. And I did too. I mean, luckily these two cubs made it. But I got super attached. And when they had sketchy experiences with baboons or lions or whatever we had seen, it was emotionally very heart-wrenching for us to watch because we were so worried about those cubs because we had grown attached.
Mm. Oh, I bet. Difficult not to, I'm sure. And tell
me
about one of the funnier moments when one of the leopard cubs slept in a pile of elephant poop.
Yeah, that was very cute when they were little. They used to use elephant poop. We used to joke they were like their pillows. I mean, they would, if they were resting and there was elephant poop around in that bush, they would go and lay on the elephant poop. The other thing they used to do that was, it's always so entertaining watching baby animals act like proper adults. So they would go into these very tiny trees that were very low to the ground and flop their bodies over and leave their legs hanging just like an adult would up in a huge tree. So just acting like miniature adults was always just adorable. Or, you know, their first prey that they chased were butterflies. And so, you know, it was so adorable watching these 5-week-old blue-eyed bouncy cubs chasing butterflies around. Kambengo said to me, one day that'll be birds, you know, and it is really always entertaining watching baby animals explore the world and learn about the world. They're goofy, just like a puppy or a kitten would be, right?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. And again, when fights do happen, animals are going after other animals as prey, which of course is nature, you know, perfectly normal. That must be difficult to witness as well, because I imagine a normal human instinct would be wanting to kind of get involved and protect the young or protect the one that's being attacked. But of course, again, you absolutely can't.
You can't. And that's one of the things about, you know, my job that's really important is you let nature take its place. And luckily for us, we definitely saw some things that were very scary, but those two cubs made it. I mean, there's one situation that stands out where mom was off hunting and the cubs were at a den. And at this point, she'd moved them out of a hole. So they were just in a thick bush. And baboons came to feed on that bush. And baboons are actually, a troop of baboons can kill an adult leopard, let alone two cubs. They'll just pull them apart. Yeah, absolutely vicious. And so the baboons were feeding on the exact bushes where the cubs were hiding. And we were just sitting there in silence, praying that these baboons wouldn't pick up scent or sight of these cubs. And the cubs were very smart. They stayed completely still and hidden. And the baboons fed on the trees for about 20 minutes and then moved on. And the baboons never knew they were there. But, you know, I mean, our hearts were just pounding during those 20 minutes. And if something had happened, we wouldn't have been able to do anything about it. We would have just let nature take its course. And that's the hardest part of my job.
Gosh. And I know you've done over the years lots of wildlife photography tours. So people will come with you, other photographers of all levels, kind of watching and seeing. And when you're doing that kind of thing, I guess it's all very unpredictable. There must be times when you go out there and you don't see any or very few animals, and then others when there's loads and it's an absolute spectacle.
Yeah, that's one thing about nature that is, I actually love, is that nature is completely unpredictable. And, you know, my days at home at my desk are pretty predictable, and they're not that different from each other, right? But the days out in nature, every single day is so different, and you just never know what's going to happen. And that's what makes my job so exciting, is that things are just always, every day is so different from the next. And I can't say that about my world at my desk doing editing.
So what is next for you? How long are these trips in planning?
Well, in terms of my next story and sort of day the animal project, I'll be working on lowland gorillas in the Congo. But my next shoot is actually in 2 weeks, and it's to photograph emperor penguin chicks in Antarctica.
Oh,
and
wow.
That one is actually a photo tour that I'm doing with clients. So that'll be a lot of fun. It'll be 9 clients plus myself, and we're flying in and camping on the ice. So it's a very special, very expensive trip that I've wanted to do my entire career, and I'm finally doing it. So I haven't had the opportunity to photograph emperor penguin chicks before, so I'm very excited.
Oh, I bet. I think a lot of people will be familiar with the documentary March of the Penguins, which is just amazing and gave people a real insight into mm-hmm. penguins and how they live and how they migrate and look after their young. And, you know, when you're watching things like that, well, me anyway, and I'm sure a lot of people are the same, you're just grinning from ear to ear. It's just so beautiful to see.
Absolutely, yeah. I loved that documentary.
Yeah. So you're going to be doing lots of grinning, I'm sure.
Yes, lots of grinning and probably some shivering.
Yes, I expect so. Wrap up warm, yes. Well, if listeners want to get a copy of A Leopard Diary, it's an absolutely beautiful book with stunning photography, and it's by Susie Esterhaz, who we've been chatting with today. The book is available on our website, tre.radio. Susie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Hannah. Really appreciate it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start.
Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.